Hey, I'm super pleased to be here today, especially grateful for the opportunity to participate in today's meeting and share a few remarks on technical talent. I think it's probably one of the few things that all of us in here probably have in common. It's how to find it, it's how to retain it, it's how to develop it. And there's all kinds of challenges, I think, that are, I wouldn't say just totally unique to technology, but I think definitely especially obvious in trying to manage through things like change, right? So we like change, yet we seek consistency. And it's kind of funny because I don't know, how many of you do employee satisfaction surveys? Anybody? Okay, a few of you. So we do employee satisfaction survey, and you do one-on-ones throughout the year, and you say, hey, you know, how's it going? What's going on? How's your job? What can we do to help you be better? What can we do to be better? And change always comes up, and everybody asks for more change. We want more change. We want more change, faster change. And then you take that satisfaction survey at the end of the year, and guess what? Too much change. And so it just illustrates the challenges that we have as leaders and technologists to actually create an environment where you introduce the right amount of change that keeps your best talent growing and keeps people that are around that best talent evolving to be the best that they can be. And so tech talent, and I really like this theme and this topic that tech takes talent. It's a challenge. And I think if you are a leader of people or a manager of people, your number one job has to be, you know, finding talent and finding those gems that can help you go to that next level, wherever it may be. In Guy's opening remarks, he was talking about this connected environment that we have where systems can't just perform and act by themselves anymore. They actually are part of an ecosystem. And so that takes a certain mindset, and it takes people that can think end-to-end. I would say that end-to-end experience, and a great end-to-end experience, is now table stakes. It's not just something you do because you're going to put yourself ahead of the competition. It's actually expected, and you know, you've got to think about how you're designing and how you're developing, and that takes a certain mindset, and it takes a certain type of talent to be able to do that. And so our talent needs are ever increasingly hard to find the right people. And if you look at Southern California, I don't know how many people we have open positions. It's hard to find the right talent to help you move your projects forward. And so just around that, a few of the things that we've done at EP, I wanted to share just a couple of those things. Environment and culture are very connected. And so we had the great fortune to be able to move into a new building. A new building it's sleek, it's modern, there's open collaborative spaces and a very, very open environment. And it's been amazing to watch and see how our teams have progressed and how they've become more productive, how they've become more collaborative. And not just amongst themselves, because as we have this interconnected system, and obviously things that we create have to play well with things that are outside of our four walls, we've had to have people work across disciplines. So it's not just the technology people in the room. It's also finance people in the room. It might be marketing people in the room. Might be client and customer support in the room. All those folks working on a team. And so it takes a certain type of mindset to be able to do that well. And so there's three things that we look at to help us do that. Ability, attitude, and agility. Right? And so attitude's really key. That's probably the number one. We have a saying at EP, and I don't know if you guys use this, but you know, it's the brilliant jerk syndrome, right? It's that person that's just so smart, but when you put them into a room with people that might be outside of technology, things seem to blow up. And so we spend a lot of time working with those types because we need really smart people. And as technologists, sometimes we don't have all the social skills to be able to participate or effectively be in a large group setting. And so we take time to make sure that we spend time with those folks to help them, you know, recognize where and how they can manage through situations like that. Ability. People have to be really good at their job, right? At the end of the day, you have to be able to do your job well. And then agility. And agility to me is akin to being a world-class athlete, right? So if you look at all the world-class athletes, they picked one sport and probably got really good at it, but they probably could have played several. And so when you're looking at talent, and as we look to grow people that are around us, we look for people who have world-class athlete attributes that can stretch, that can move into different roles that we might need on a cross-discipline team. And so, long story to say, hey, our environment is getting complex. It's no longer good enough for us just to be able to stay in our swim lane and do one thing well. We have to be able to do several things well, and we have to have teams and team members that can do several things well. And so I think conversations like this, and I thank Mesa for doing this, keeping these types of conversations going, having us have the opportunity to meet with each other, regardless of where we're with or who we work with, and especially as it relates to talent, because there's so many similarities, it's great to be able to see how other people are challenged and what they're doing to face those challenges. It's not an either or when it comes to talent. I think it's an and. And so what people are doing, outside of our four walls is probably fantastic, and we can learn from it. And I think as we move into this ecosystem that's integrated, interconnected, and we see this convergence of technology, people, and process, super important that we, help create teams that can support that and actually design to that. And it's not something that just comes naturally. So super thankful for the opportunity to share a few remarks with you. Look forward to meeting you guys throughout the day. So thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.